Washington also had some strong, though tempered, words for North Korea. The White House described President Obama as outraged by the incident. In a statement, the White House called on Pyongyang to halt its belligerent action. But officials say it's too soon to discuss whether the U.S. might take any action of its own. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
The last three administrations have talked loudly about North Korea. But when it came to action, options have been limited. As a result, Brian Myers at South Korea's Dongsa University says North Korea isn't much concerned about international reaction to its bellicose actions.
To the North Koreans, the most important thing is military might, and they see themselves basically crossing every line in the sand in terms of nuclear tests and missile launches and provocations like this without ever having to suffer any kind of military retribution. And they feel very proud of that. They feel that that shows that the rest of the world really does acknowledge that North Korea is a very powerful military might.
Washington doesn't want to issue an empty threat today, but it must also stand with its ally, South Korea. Bonnie Glazer at the Washington think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says today's comment from the White House was a concerted effort to be firm, but not to overreact.
We want to prove that we are not going to play into their hands. And so I think the reaction is deliberately a bit low-key. I think, though, that behind closed doors, there is a lot of concern about this incident.
The latest incident comes at a particularly tense time on the Korean Peninsula. Just days ago, the North Korean government revealed its new uranium enrichment facility to a visiting American scientist. The scientist, Siegfried Hecker, said he was stunned by the sophistication of the new plant. Paul Stairs with the Council on Foreign Relations says Pyongyang was tipping its cards.
They were clear that this was not related to their nuclear weapons program, but I think one can connect the dots and say that this probably is. And it's all designed to put pressure on the U.S. and South Korea to relieve some of the sanctions that have been put on North Korea, to lessen this diplomatic and economic pressure that's been put on North Korea.
Pyongyang's latest actions fuel a debate that's been taking place in Washington for decades. One side argues that North Korea should be punished for its bad behavior. The other argues that punishment will only make North Korea more aggressive. Bonnie Glazer says the current U.S. policy of strategic patience towards North Korea needs to be reexamined.
If we continue to tolerate them, then North Korea will conclude that it can act with impunity. So at some point, we do have to find an effective response, and hopefully that will not include in the military realm, but there are other things that can be done.
North Korea wants bilateral contact with the U.S. and stronger relations with South Korea. But Glazer says the strongest card the U.S. can play would be putting more pressure on China to use its leverage with North Korea. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.